University Mountain View, Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, Roughwood Market, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9.
And a very good Friday night. Actually, a little bit of a drizzly Friday night here at the Nest. It's the home opener for the Liberty Eagles, who are 1-0, coming off a victory last Friday night over the Stratford Indians, 48-0. The St. James Tigers picked up a win on Friday night. They defeated Salem, I think it was like 28-6, I believe. Something like, I think that's right. Well, they won by 20. It was almost three touchdowns, but it was a close first half. Remember, you know, Dylan was kind of feeding the scores, and I think it was like 7-6 at the half, but that's all that Salem could score. St. James went on to, outscore the Tigers a little bit more. But we'll see a different team. You know, week one is probably, most coaches will say the biggest growth in a season comes from week one to week two. You just see a big difference. And Liberty, with a wonderful surprise, poor Liberty just played, they played 19 kids.
Yeah.
I mean, in the first half, not once the game was taken care of and it was done and over. They played 19 kids in the first half.
Yeah. Liberty's sideline was deep.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew we were going to be deep at a couple positions, but I didn't think we were going to be as deep across the board as we were last week.
Well, we'll see tonight starting. Or actually, I think starting lineups is so inappropriate in today's game because we play so many players. But what we'll see for Liberty, we'll see Kyle Roberts out on the field. We'll also see Parker Toon, Eddie Rodriguez. Reed Toon is going to take tonight off. He is fine, but he is going to take the night off. He got a bone bruise in the Stratford game, and if he can, this is not conference play, so this is a good night to kind of take one off. Now, we heard from Coach Ackland on the coaches show, he was kind of expected to play, but with the weather, the conditions, why chance it? Let him have another week. Paxton Hunter will see some action tonight. Titus Chester, Jasper Melby had a titanic game last Friday night. We'll see more of him. Jaron Rutledge, Roger Hafner, Wyatt Cox, who stepped in and played fantastic at middle linebacker for the Liberty Eagles. Peyton Osaya, Tucker Thomas, Matthew Brooks, Matt Bouchong, Brian Thompson, Preston Smothers, Caden Day Garner, Tyler Glasscock, who didn't play last Friday, will play tonight, and then Lucas Carl. That's a pretty good lineup.
That's a deep lineup. Saturday, you go kind of go back over everything of what had happened during the ball games the Friday night before, and I just don't remember ever seeing a Liberty team come out as physical as this team came out in week one last week against Stratford.
I think a lot of that comes from how they've came out the last couple of years, where they get back on track, but this year there was no denying they were ready to go.
Absolutely. And I think it set the tone in that first series. Stratford was back on their heels that whole first half.
Liberty never punted.
Yeah, never punted, was never in a position to have to do anything drastic.
Kicked off a lot.
Yeah. You get to work on your special teams quite a bit. But
for the St. James Tigers, they'll be wearing. They got cool helmets. They kind of got like the old Bengals.
Yeah, like the Cincinnati Bengals looking.
But they're red and white. But we just got last names. We'll see number 2, Gleason, number 3, Bell, number 5, Freeman, number 8, Shatt, number 9, Boone, 12 is Spurgeon, 14 is King, 27 is Lillis, 27 is Archterberg, and 35 is Nicholson, 42 is Holt, 44 Cantrell, McCormick will wear number 50, Malone, 55, Dukak, 63, Faust, 72, Collar is 77, and Carpenter will wear 78. That's who will see football action for the St. James Tigers. They're 1-0. Liberty 1-0. So we got about 10 minutes before kickoff.
Going back through the history of Liberty football, has Liberty ever played St. James?
Yes. It's been a long time. But they have, and we shall pause for the singing of the national anthem. We'll come back and get you into the kickoff. It's Liberty Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
Mom always said, the best place to bring a baby into the world is close to home. At Texas County Memorial Hospital, we couldn't agree more. In addition to Dr. Benoist and Dr. Baldwin, we recently added Dr. Lampin Licking and Dr. Grant in Houston. Our OB team is growing, so your family can grow right here, too. Prenatal to delivery, we're with you every step of the way. Close to home, closer to you.
Texas County Memorial Hospital, quality care close to you. Closer to home.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
And welcome back. We are ready for some Liberty Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. Home openers. Home openers are always so much fun. And it's just, we got a good crowd. I mean, it is rainy, folks.
I was going to say, it's a little different weather feel for our home opener than years past. You know, it's not a 90 degree evening here in September.
And I tell you what, for a short-legged chubby dude, that's okay.
Absolutely.
It feels really, really good out there. The only thing we're going to miss is, these spectacular September sunrises that we get that sets off across the way. But there'll be more. We'll have some good ones in October. St. James trots out onto the field, and they are going to be in the white jerseys, trimmed out in red pants, red numbers, and red helmet. But again, their helmets are kind of like the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
Yeah.
Red and trimmed out in white. The Liberty Eagles, they're going to be in their powder blues and red pants. I like the powder blues. It's my favorite. The powder blues, I dig it, So Stratford comes out. I'm not going to say that they have large numbers. They're a class 3 school. And they probably, they probably got 40 kids. Stratford or St. James.
Yep.
Liberty, right around 30. And, before we go much further, too, we want to congratulate the Lady Eagles volleyball team. They defeated Licking in straight sets, wasn't it?
Three straight sets Tuesday night. And their first, it was the home opener.
Mm-hmm.
First game of the season.
Well, we'll have some Liberty Eagle volleyball on the radio on the Fox. And it's not that far off. It'll also be live video streamed from the showdown at the West Plains Civic Center. Boy, that is a heck of a volleyball tournament.
Yeah, it is.
And the Lady Eagles, in the past, have done very well there. So that, I think that's coming up in another week, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's
the 13th. Yeah, it's the 13th.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
So that'll be coming your way.
I know. The volleyball team travels to Stratford next Tuesday, and then we play at Eminence on Thursday.
It's a tough road right there.
Yeah, it is.
So we're going to do the coin toss. Let's give a shout-out to the folks who makes this all possible. Again, we truly are thankful for our sponsors and Roughwood Market, Mountain View Auto Parts, Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank and Trust, Shelter Insurance, see Andrea McNew, Greg's Body Shop, the Bank to Birch Tree, which is a branch of Alton Bank now, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, Mountain View Lumber, SBU, Southwest Baptist University, Current Incorporated, Simmons Bank, Taylor Grubal Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and The Acre, 24-hour convenience. Kevin, I bet Kevin's here.
Yep, I talked to him just a while ago.
So we've got also it's live, being live video streamed, and Ricky has given us the thumbs up. We appreciate all your support. Glad that we're able to bring you Liberty Eagle Sports, and it has just begun. I tell everybody that, you know, now I got to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, I get play time from, like, you know, the end of May, you know, so June, July, and then half of August. Then it's just nonstop.
Yeah, all the way to March.
Well, I mean, May with baseball now.
Yeah.
Doing baseball and softball.
Yep.
So, we're glad that we're able to bring that to you. And the field, look, it looks good.
It does.
I like the kind of went back to the old LE out at the 50. I like that. It's a lot of work. I don't know who did it. Corey used to do it.
And he would start down here like on Thursday evening and would work all night and all day Friday. He did some good work.
Oh, fantastic. Once you got it, you know, outlined, then you just kind of filled it in. But still, it takes that's quite a bit of work. I didn't want to waste it.
I understand.
Hey, we had some good vittles. You know, the Liberty Eagle tailgaters are top-notch. They fatten us up. Tyler, I was informed of a River Jam. Pops proudly presents the River Jam. It's going to be Saturday, October 4th. It's Fall Festival. It's going to be in Van Buren, and Graham Barham is going to be performing live. You can find out more. Just go to pops-events.com, and they throw some big parties down there, so you're looking for something to do in October. Both teams are out at midfield. St. James, talking again with Coach Ackland this morning. You know, they're a balanced team. They're gonna run it. They're gonna throw it. They didn't against Salem. You know, lean one way or the other. They stayed pretty true to mixing it up. Liberty as well. Liberty had a lot of success with the big play.
Yeah.
Hitting Melby and, you know, even in the little intermediate passes, you know, catch it and then let those athletes do something. I would say if I was St. James watching the game film, well, we're going to key on, we're not going to let Jasper Melby, we're not going to let him beat us.
Liberty defers.
Liberty kick it, and they'll get it the second half. But I would say St. James is like, okay, we're going to do everything we can to contain Jasper Melby. So what that tells me is somebody like Eddie Rodriguez, Kyle Roberts could have a big, big, big night.
And you know, weather could play into it a little bit here tonight, so we might get a big dose of Jaron Rutledge here tonight.
Yeah.
On the ground and pound.
Jaron Rutledge, Eddie Rodriguez as well can, you know, run it. Kyle Roberts, jet sweeps. We shall see. Week two, there's some really good matchups going on. Thayer, our opponent next week, they're in Branson playing Christian Lighthouse. I think that game's at Hollister is actually the team where they're hosting.
Yep.
Because Christian Senior Lighthouse, they don't have a football field, so they bounce back between Hollister and Forsyth.
And I think they're based out of Nixa.
They're based out of Branson, around Branson.
Okay,
yeah.
I was thinking it was Nixa, but you could be right.
I think they used to. I think that's kind of where it started, but they found a facility in Branson. I believe that's correct. But
right on.
They're kind of a homeschool type program. The Eagles again in the baby blues and red pants. Jaron Rutledge will kick it off, and we'll get this week two football contest underway. Spotted up right in the middle of the field, right in the middle of the 40-yard line, I should say. And it's a line drive kick, caught at the 12-yard line, returned across the 25, brought down at the 33.
Looks like Carter Ellett coming in with a tackle there.
So our defense, well, Wyatt Cox is out there in place of Reed Toon. Jaron Rutledge and Cox will be the linebackers. Melby will line up as the cornerback. He will be guarding number 9, Boone. I think that's their biggest offensive threat. Rodriguez will be the other cornerback. Double wing, motion, and offsides.
Get it on Liberty.
Yeah. Liberty got a little bit eager. Both gun, well, we used to call them guns, DNs. Got just a little bit eager. Matt Bouchon is playing a DN. A true DN, his fingers are in the ground, on the grass. Motion, hands it off to the fullback. Oh, big hole opens up, breaks through across the 50 and brought down at the Liberty 46. 42 is Holt, so he'll be the fullback or dive back.
15 yards on that run play.
In Liberty territory. First and 10 at the Liberty 46. And again, nope, the quarterback's going to keep it. They fake the handoff to the dive back. Quarterback gets stood up at the 45, so he'll gain 1 yard.
Well, they gave him a good spot.
Oh, wow.
Gave him 3 there.
How did they figure that?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. 2nd and 7. Ball is at the Liberty 43. St. James in the double wing, motion, toss to get to the edge. Nope. Oh, there was a couple of Liberty Eagles all over that. Jaron Rutledge, number 10, and I think That was Melby. Nicholson whipped a carry.
It was a good outside containment there by Hunter there off that D end. Had Paxton Hunter out there kind of stringing it out, him and Melby.
Third and eight, a loss of a yard on the play. We're just under 10 minutes here. Stay with the double wing. There's a toss to the opposite side. That's not going to work. Oh, yes, it will. Well, no, it won't. Almost did. But who was that? Was that Sean?
Cock. Had a handful of jersey there. Keeping him contained there.
And Parker Toon coming up in to help make the stop. That brings up fourth down, fourth and six. You know, if you're St. James, go for it, right?
I was going to say we've seen a steady stream of run plays here. They've not elected to go to the air yet.
Well, you know, Liberty defense, watch for the hard count. Don't jump off sides. There's the hard count. And now they'll take the timeout and probably come back and punt and try to pin Liberty back deep. 9:05 on the clock, no score. It's fourth and six when we come back. It's Liberty football on the Fox 96.9.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Back, the St. James Tigers with the punt, and they get a good punt. Liberty really didn't have anybody back. They went after it.
Yeah.
And it will be first and 10 for Liberty at their own 3-yard line. So good possession for the St. James Tigers. They moved it just a little bit. But they got into Liberty territory. Now they pinned them deep.
17 yards of offense on that first drive for St. James.
Liberty's going to go empty, and sprinting out to the right is Parker Toon. Gets to the edge. He's got some running room. He'll pick up the first down and then tippy-toe out of bounds. A gain of 12, it looks like, on the play. No flags, so...
Where got him spotted at?
Yeah,
yep, 12 yards. Pick up 12.
So first and 10 from the Liberty 15. Trips to the left. You're looking at your radio dial left to right. Liberty working to the left or to the south end zone. Jaron Rutledge spots up as the tailback just left of Parker, and he'll get the handoff. He works the right side, spins and doesn't find much running room. No gain on the play. Second and 10. I'd like to see, I mean, you as a running back, you know, and last year, towards the end of the year, he's a big dude, but you got to try and be small.
Yeah, and you got to hit the holes hard, your center of gravity is low, so you can absorb that punishment on the first layer, and you can bounce into that second layer.
There's a sideline pass intended for Kyle Roberts. Sails over his head. It'll bring up third and 10. Melby is on the trip side. He's kind of playing that slot position or where he's at. He's the inside receiver. Shotgun formation for Parker Toon and Liberty Eagles. Here comes the blitz. Lots of pressure. Uh-oh, but that's a problem when you can't get, when you don't get to him, there's nobody to stop him. And Parker picks up another big chunk of yardage off that right side. That was a heads-up play by Parker. He knew the blitz was coming. He sat back there, let them. He read it, shot it out to the right.
Pick up about 17 there on that.
First and 10 from the 32, handoff, high snap. The handoff was to Jaron Rutledge.
He's going to pick up a couple.
I'm not sure who the center is for Liberty. Maybe. Not sure. Second and 8 for Liberty. Here comes pressure. Liberty now is going to run to the right side. Ooh, big nice hey. Block by Rutledge. Parker gets it to the far side, the sideline of the St. James Tigers. They lost a yard. Or no gain.
He's got it for about one yard.
Game for one. Brings up third and a short 6. Nose of the football is just touching the 36-yard line. Eagles need to...
Got Lucas Carls, the center.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was out last week. Nice snap. Parker looking back to pass. Pump fakes. Shoots. There's his target. And off and running is Melby.
That's Jester.
Oh, that was Jester.
It looked like number nine, but yep. It was Jester.
Nice job. Titus Jester took that as a slant. And Boone makes the stop for the St. James Tigers, but not before Titus Jester puts it into St. James territory. Yeah, 20-yard gain. At the 44-yard line of the St. James Tigers. Trips to the left. One receiver all alone to the right. Pistol four. Uh-oh, low snap. Parker now's got pressure all over. Zips one, intended for Rodriguez. Ball gets wet a little bit, you know, and
it's good recovery there by Parker to get rid of it.
Yeah, the football, they got the wrong... Oh. We'll say we're going to play with one of St. James's footballs. So it'll be 2nd and 10. Ball is at the St. James 45-yard line. Trips to the left. Rolling out. Is it going to be an option? And they do toss it to Rutledge. Rutledge will be forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
Pick up about, yeah, they got him, what, at the 40?
41, maybe.
Yeah.
So it'll bring up 3rd and 7. At Liberty, I think they're in 4-down territory.
Oh, yeah.
So your trips on this side closest to us, the St. James side, the inside receiver is Melby, and then you've got Roberts, the middle receiver, and Rodriguez out wide. That's a quarterback draw right up the middle. Parker Toon, he's going to the house. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Parker Toon. He trots in from 41 yards out, and the Eagles are on the scoreboard. Big hole open.
Nice play action. It was a play action, kind of a cross buck to Rutledge there, and he was able to pull it. Defense bit on the play action. Big hole.
Ricky could have ran through that.
I do. Yeah, I think Ricky could have made that one.
My side.
Going for two. Oh, and a broken play. Everybody looked like they were wanted to run the option. So it stays 6-0 with 5:52 to go. Liberty scores first. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the Eagle kickoff. It's Liberty football on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Hi, welcome back. 6-0, Liberty with the lead and set to kick it to the St. James Tigers. St. James will have two deep backs. It's going to be an angling pooch kick. Hits at the 20, bounces off the shins, picked up at the 25, breaks one tackle, steps out of bounds, just shy, was it at the
32.
First and 10 for St. James. Spurgeon taking the snaps for the Tigers. Holt is the fullback, the dive back. He had that big first run, first play of the game. And coming out wide is Boone, number 9. He'll be on the right side, only one receiver. Hands it off to the dive back, and he'll get it across the 35 to the 36. Holt's a big dude.
About four?
Yeah. Spurgeon gets the play from the sideline. Goes into the huddle. Second and 6. 5:15 to go in the first. Liberty leads 6-0. Working under center. St. James used a lot of hard counts. When you get tired, that's more effective. And again, they hand it off to the fullback, Holt. Holt will pick up a yard, maybe two. That was Preston Smothers, 58, coming up in on that stop. Also, Caden A. Gardner. Out there, Liberty's got some beef at the line of scrimmage.
They do. St. James is doing a good job moving the football.
Yep.
And they're just
4:27.
They're dedicated to the run game right now.
Third down. There's a toss looking to get it to one of their speed backs. There's a penalty thrown, and that went nowhere. Loose football. Bouchon took it away from the ball carrier, which was number 2, Gleason. But there is a flag on the play. Probably going to be holding. Yeah. So from the penalty will be marked off from the 35-yard line. Liberty got a really good push that time. And substituting a lot, you know, we'll see Caden Day Gardner, Preston Smothers. You know, we'll see some Matthew Brooks, Matt Bouchon. And, well, it's a spot foul, so that'll move St. James back to their own 28-yard line. Third and long. It's going to be third and 14. Spurgeon under center. They work out the wing tee. He's dropping back to pass. Looking down. Oh, he's got wide open, but he throws it to the wrong player. And that player is Parker Toon. Now he's got a blocker. And look at the running room. If he can get to the edge, he does. There's a penalty thrown. And now Eddie Rodriguez is going to get 15 for taunting. I get the frustration. Eddie was rode to the ground, but you know you got to.
You also, I mean, you're an upperclassman. You got to shake that off, and
you celebrate that with your teammates over there. You just it's hard. I get it. It's hard. You want to say, look, he's got the ball, buddy.
Yeah, but, and I think that's what he was saying. Maybe not as politely as we're saying it, but
hopefully it's offsetting penalties, but we shall see.
I don't know. I think they were looking at a block after on the return here.
Against Liberty.
So it may be doubled up on us right here as far as both penalties, maybe looking at the Liberty side. Everything was after the interception.
Yeah,
so
it'll be, and that's a pick for Toon. Liberty's third interception of the year.
Yeah, that'll be
two last week,
and
I believe I'm just not sure the first penalty. It was
kind of in that block after he was coming up the sideline and the return. I could just see a kid hit the dirt and the flag flew right after it. So,
all right, here's the call. Holding Liberty. Personal foul, St. James,
which is declined. That's offsetting. So an unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, Liberty.
Us.
So there were three flags.
Yep, three flags.
All right.
Well, so we're going to get the unsportsmanlike.
It was.
You know, there's nothing.
that was
a lot of extracurricular going on right there.
Well, I think the official seen what went on too.
Yeah, and I think he was going to be fine with it had it stopped right there.
Well, he allowed him to take about three steps, and then when he took the fourth and the fifth and the sixth, that's when he said no.
We got to take control of this. So it should be Liberty ball from the 42. They haven't marked it off yet.
No, they have not. But again, Coach Ackland's out there talking with the officials right now, and Coach Ackland may not have been able to have seen what was going on over here, but questioning that. But because, look, Eddie Rodriguez was dogged. He was rode. I mean, the play was over, and he was dogged. He was rode to the ground.
And I don't know if you can see it on your live screen. It'll be on the live stream.
Yeah.
It'll be in the bottom right-hand corner. If you can rewind it just a little bit, you can see it.
I almost brought my laptop where we could do that. So it was the holding before the...
But still, the play resulted in the interception.
Well, but if it was defensive holding prior to the pass...
But that was offset with our... So the result of the play should have been interception.
Well, if they know...
Then the unsportsmanlike should be penalized us after...
If it was offsetting penalties, they would replay the down.
Yeah.
And that may be what Coach Ackland is yeah. Well, see, because I only seen the two flags.
I only saw the two also.
Right.
So
if there was a flag thrown on the far side
where the hold was, I'm not sure where it was or when it was.
Right. Well, and that's why I'm thinking maybe if there was a flag, it was a hold. Liberty's cornerback held the wide receiver outside that 5-yard, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's the flag, and then – but Coach Ackland is – talking, discussing it with the officials. But yes, I'm thinking, okay, the penalty is, it's Liberty got the pick, and then there were the penalties, but here comes the official now. He's a wobbler. Weebles wobble, but they don't. Yeah, now the officials are congregating together again to straighten this out. Ricky's going to zoom in and we'll read lips. So, what did you think of week one? Oh. Week one of college football.
Hey.
It's 1 week.
It's 1 week. It's one game. We'll be just fine.
By week five, Arch Manning will be on the bench. And I was afraid. All the hype. I mean, you know.
It's his first road game. First road game he's ever started.
And
it wasn't the number,
just a game.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was defending national champs. I mean, come on.
But I know Ohio State fans. Well, they're blowing their horn now.
Ugh, but Ohio State,
Mizzou.
It's the border war game this week, right?
Yes,
Mizzou, Kansas.
And I had tickets, 4 of them, but I got a golf tournament, the Willow Springs Men's League. So I'm going to do.
My phone didn't ring.
Well, I got you. Alabama is coming to Mizzou.
Ooh.
And I think that would be a good guys' road trip, you know, for us to go to the Mizzou game.
After week one, Alabama, it might be a good year to go watch Alabama.
They're ready to fire DeBoer. I mean, I listened to the Paul Feinbaum show, and I listened to it, especially if Alabama loses, just to listen to people lose their minds. So, here we go. Now they're going to mark off the penalty. I think it is going to be Liberty football.
Yeah, I see some personnel changes on the St. James side.
And they're going to step it off, the penalty from the St. James 45.
Got a hold. Personal foul.
That offset.
Holding Liberty.
Okay. So the two personal fouls offset one another. The holding penalty is assessed. So now here's the unsportsmanlike.
There's going to be another 15 on top of that.
Yeah, so 25 yards. That'll spot the football at the 30. It should be first and 10, Liberty.
And Liberty football.
Okay.
We're back.
I'm glad we got that sorted out.
Goodness.
Hey, we got a good crowd on hand.
Yeah.
For a rainy, drizzly night, anyway. First and 10, Liberty. Ball is at their own 30-yard line. Now, who do we got in the backfield?
Looks like Cox.
Yeah. Trips to the right. There's a wide receiver screen pass caught to Melby. Melby. Oh, he breaks through one tackle. Oh, there's a late sling down out of bounds. No flag. But Melby, he's going to pick up.
13?
Yep, 13 yards. First and 10, Liberty. 3:37 to go in the first. 6-0, Liberty. Eagles will go split in the backfield. Deuces. Four down D linemen for St. James. Toss. Ooh, there's some blockers and getting outside. Ooh, horse collar. Nope, that's Melby. That's how people get hurt.
That
right
is
there.
Exactly how people get hurt. Pick up about five on that.
Yeah. Second down. Ball now out to the Liberty 47. Liberty needs to get the football to the St. James 47. Shotgun. Again, it's that deuce package. Two receivers on each side. Roberts in motion. They fake it. And Parker Toon's going to keep it. Gets it across the 50 to the 49.
About 4 yards.
Yep. So it's going to bring up third and about a yard and a half. About 2 yards. It'll be
a short three, yeah.
Yeah. Out of the shotgun. Quarterback draw, and that was read really well by St. James Carpenter, 78. He just shot through untouched and made the stop at the line of scrimmage. So it's fourth and short. See if Liberty will go for it. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first. Flag thrown and play is blown dead. Encroachment is what this official showed. So if that's the case, that'll be a new set of downs for Liberty. No, they're going to sell
starts on Liberty.
But this official here, he...
Mm-hmm.
So... All right, now... That changes things a little bit. Ball back into Liberty territory. It's going to be fourth and long.
At 1:30 on the play clock.
Yeah, Liberty's going to take a timeout, I believe. Talk things over. Yeah, that's what they're going to do with 91 seconds to go in the first. It's going to be fourth and 7 when we come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 91 seconds to go in the first. 6-0, Liberty. Fourth and 7. The ball is at the Liberty 46. Liberty's going to go for it. trips to the right. Rolling to the right. Parker sets, throws downfield. And it's caught!
Kyle knocked it away.
Kyle Roberts had it, but a nice job by Shatt. I believe it was a Shatt or Boone, number 8 or 9, jarred it loose, and the Liberty Eagles will turn it over on downs. First and 10 for St. James. Ball at the Liberty 46. 6-0 is your score, Liberty. 1:23 to go here in the first. Wing T. Spurgeon under center. He's been giving it to Holt to dive back.
Little counter.
Yep, counter, and that's just not going to go anywhere. Good job by Cox for Liberty.
Nice read there on the misdirection. Like it may be a gain of about a half a yard.
Second and long, under a minute to go. St. James will have to take a snap, though. One receiver out wide, Boone, number 9. He's here to the right side. And they hand it off to that dive back again, and nowhere to go for Holt. You know, Holt had that one, that first play of the game. He had a really good run after that. Liberty's kind of...
Yeah, Paxton Hunter made a great read and a great tackle right there at the line of scrimmage.
Brings up 3rd and 9. I think St. James will just let the play clock run, and that will be the end of the first. 6-0 is your score, and we'll come back with the second. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. 6-0 Liberty, starting the second. Rolling out, St. James with the football, and looking downfield, finds the target, number 9, and that's Boone, forced out of bounds. I think he's going to be shy, about a yard shy of the first down.
But pick up about 9 on that.
Some scores around the area.
Had Houston is up 14-7 over Springfield Catholic. At the end of the first, Thayer was up 7-0 over Lighthouse Christian at the end of the first, and Mountain Grove was up 14-7.
Fourth and a yard for St. James. Ball at the Liberty 37. I'm going to hand it off to the fullback, and I don't think he's going to get it.
Where's the spot?
Caden Day Gardner was there to meet him in the hole. And they may have to Yeah, they're going to have a measurement. It's going to be close. Just underway here in the second, 6-0. Yeah, Mountain Grove is... Oh, they're short. Liberty shuts it down, and St. James turns it over on downs. Nice play by Caden Day Gardner. First and 10, Liberty. They scored on their opening drive. That started, what, inside the five, didn't it?
Yep. Yeah, we started at the three on our first drive.
First and 10, Liberty. Ball is on the far hash towards the airport at the Liberty 36. Empty backfield. Trips stacked to the left. Deuces stacked to the right. And Parker's going to run it. Bounces it outside. High hurdles, one defender. And they'll pick up 11 yards. So that will put the football, they'll mark it at the 47. First and 10. Checking into the ball game, Roger Hafner. Now, you know, when he came, his first trip on the, that was a play for him.
Uh-huh.
He was just an eager beaver, and again, we're going to go stacked. And again, it's another run play by Parker Toon trying to get outside of the edge, and he's wrapped up and slung out of bounds.
I think he's going to pick up a couple there. Forward progress should have got him there. Yeah, he's going to pick up
two. Second and 8. Right now, Liberty's really leaning hard on the quarterback, Parker, too.
They are. West Plains is up 7-0 over Parkview.
Ball now at the 49-yard line. Second and 8. Liberty in the pistol, trips to the right. And they're going to hand it off to Rutledge. Uh-oh, he's got some running room. He gets to the edge. Stiff arms.
That's a face mask.
Here it comes. Yep. So tack on 15 more. Jaron got, he got 10 from second and 8. So he got about 10, and you can add 15 more to it. That was a really good job blocking. Liberty did a good job to seal that right edge. And on there was, you know, Preston Smothers. Also, that trying to pick up the numbers here.
It was
Brian Thompson also. Did a good job. Sealed that.
Yeah,
they
did.
Sealed that edge. Or no, that was number 50. Hayden Oziah and Preston Smothers, they sealed that nice running lane for Rutledge. First and 10, quarterback keeper right up the middle. Parker Toon gets it across the 20.
Pick up about an 8.
Yeah, it's going to put him down at the 19. 18-yard line. Second and 2. Melby and Roberts, they'll go to out wide to the left on the trip side. Rodriguez out wide. Hafner out wide here on the single side. And they'll hand it off to Rutledge. He'll try and muscle his way to the 15. He's going to be close to the first down.
They'll mark him about the 16.
Just a little bit short.
Yep. First down.
First down.
Quick call.
Yeah. First and 10. The ball is at the St. James 16-yard line. 9:30 to go here in the first half. 6-0, Liberty. Trips to the left. Hafner out wide here to the right. On the short side of the field. Parker Toon rolls to the left. Steps back. Throws. In. Right through his
hands. Right
through
his hands.
That was
Melby?
Yeah. Right through his hands.
He went right to the sticks and just sat down.
Yep.
And just one of those right through the wickets.
Clock stops with 9:11 on it. Brings up 2nd and 10. Again, we'll go trips left. Hafner alone out to the right. Jaron Rutledge, the lone tailback. Parker Toon waits for the snap, takes it, steps back. Now he's going to run it up the middle, and right now it looks like St. James got some spies.
Yeah.
They're setting back. They're spying.
Gain of about 2 on that one.
But that's something that Parker's going to have to get used to, is because that's how they're going to play him. He's going to have a spy from here on out every game. In some cases, maybe even 2 spies.
Yeah, we need to go ahead and get Jaron Rutledge into this, into the.
It was thrown behind him. It was live. Liberty's lucky that St. James didn't pick it up and take it the other way. Jaron thought it was just an incomplete pass, but when it's behind you, that's a live ball.
Be a loss of about 7 there on that one.
And it brings up 4th down. Little sloppy here, week 2 in this first half against St. James. 8 minutes to go in the half, 6-0, Liberty. Trips to the right. Liberty's trying to get. Now we've got a timeout call. Liberty wants to talk things over. With 7:46 to go in the half, and Liberty's looking at 4th and 15, isn't it?
About
4th and 15. So we'll take a break, and we'll be coming right back with this 4th down snap. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. 4th and long. Parker Toon back to pass. Looks for the end zone. Knocked away. And the Eagles will turn it over on down.
He had him. He had his man. Just the ball needed to be thrown about 2 yards deeper.
Yeah. Well, he had single coverage.
Mm-hmm. And it was Melby going down the sideline there.
So the Eagles get it in deep, unable to cash in. So St. James back with the football. They'll have it 1st and 10 at their own 20.
A little moisture starting to pick up here.
Yes, indeed. Spurgeon sets up under center. Again, it's the double wing, wing T. And
offside,
false start. Yep. Well, you knew who was going to get it because he was coming forward fast. Five-yard penalty, and we'll replay first down. First and 15. The ball goes back to the 15-yard line. The one big threat they had early was 42 Holt, and Liberty's done a...
They did a really good job in this early in the second quarter just completely shutting that down.
7:39 to go in the first half, 6-0, Liberty. St. James. And there's another false start. Five more yards. So now it's first and 20. Ball will be line scrimmage now. We'll go all the way back to the 10-yard line. Now, you know, I know it's no longer Brock Kanagy, but this is when Coach Kanagy, he pinned the ears back.
Yeah.
I mean, he was coming.
Because most generally, you get this on first down, you're gonna take a shot.
Yeah.
At some fashion.
And here it is. Oh,
screen.
Boom!
Big hit.
That was Cox. He just caught a portion of him, but he was zeroing in.
Hayden Ozaya made the big hit right there.
Oh, that was Hayden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was Cox coming across.
I think Cox hit him with him, but the first initial hit was Hayden.
Gain of two brings up second and 18. Spurgeon will break the huddle. St. James, they huddle every time. Again, run the wing tee. Motion. There's a toss. Looking to get to the sideline. And, boy, I tell you what, Liberty is really quick on the edges.
That was Cox there.
Yeah.
Excellent read for a loss of about two.
Third and 20. 6:30 to go in the half. 6-0, Liberty. We got a timeout. St. James going to use a timeout. We shall, too, with 6:24 to go. We'll come back. It's 3rd and 20. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
All right, welcome back. It's 3rd and 20 for the St. James Tigers. Spurgeon under center, out of the wing tee. Drops back. Throws one to the sideline. Dropped. Incomplete. Brings up 4th down. Punting situation for the St. James Tigers. They're going to be punting it right after the goal line. And it's wet. Parker Toon backs up to return.
I bring the house. I put Parker over on the sideline, and I put 10 guys down and send them.
That's going to be returnable. Picked up by Parker Toon. Needs a block. He just outruns the pressure there. Now cuts it to the right side, stays onto the sideline, and is, driven out of bounds. But Liberty, great field possession, you know, kind of where we were at, and we kind of say, we're right back.
Taking back over where we left off here on the 21, where they got him marked.
I think so. First and 10, Liberty. 6-0, 6:04 to go. You know, in this game, too, you don't have to show your deck of cards.
Oh, no. And I think that's what we're kind of into right now. Liberty's kind of going through the motions here and just trying to get through this week.
Jester and Melby to the right. Now we got motion, and that's Rodriguez. He gets the toss. It's a little sweep.
Kyle Roberts.
And Kyle Roberts gets it to the 15-yard line.
Game of about four.
Roberts and Rodriguez are about the same size.
They are.
And Rodriguez is a four.
And that's the one thing I don't like about these baby blue jerseys. It's hard to see the numbers.
Second and five. 5:35 to go in the first half. Liberty with the lead, working out of the pistol. And they're going to hand it to Jaron. Jaron runs into a wall, stood up. Not much there, maybe a yard. Not sure. You know, that was so clustered up right there. Bounce it to the edge.
Yeah, bounce it to the edge. Bounce. Even bounce it, cut it inside.
Or cut it, either. He could have cut it inside between the hashes or bounced it outside a little bit. Trips to the left. Now, is that Melby to the
inside?
Rolling, pump faking. Parker, now he's looking back towards Melby. Throws it the other direction. Incomplete. Brings up fourth and four. How many pass completions do we have?
Three.
Yeah, we're struggling a little bit.
Actually, we've had two. Two completions for positive yards, and then we had the...
Yeah. So fourth and four for Liberty. Ball is at the St. James 13-yard line. Toon takes it. He's going to run it himself, and he's not going to get it.
Liberty turns it over on downs again.
Yeah. Well, they like running it to that trip side. St. James kind of cheating over there. So turnover on downs, first and 10 for St. James with 4:32 to go. The one positive thing is St. James is having just as much trouble moving the ball as
they are. They are. I think St. James right now has a total of 32 yards total offense.
Liberty
21 on the ground, 11 through the air.
Liberty's moved the ball a little bit, but unable to cash it in. Spurgeon under center. Straight dive right off the right side. And that, again, is 42. Holt. We've seen him do that the very first offensive play for the Tigers.
Pick up 10.
Well, yeah, they are 10 yards, so new set of downs. 4:10 to go. And now we got a whistle for... All right, now we're ready. Just under 4 minutes to go. Boom! No, there's a toss. Loose football. Five.
And it went out of bounds.
And it goes out of bounds. Boy, that was a big hit. The dive,
yep,
man.
It was.
Holt came through, but he got a belly full of, not sure who
that
was.
It may have been Cox. because he would have been the first right there on the dive play.
Yeah.
He would have been the first man there.
I love the jerseys, but boy, it's hard to pick the numbers up. So it is a loss on the play. Second and long. It's going to be 16 yards to get to the first down marker. And St. James is going to use another timeout with 3:04 to go here in the first half. We'll take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Here and a big stand by the Liberty defense. Jaron Rutledge with the body slam at the 11-yard line.
Lost about 10 yards.
Yeah, Nicholson was the ball carrier, and Jaron was zooming in.
Yeah, Hayden Ozaie made the first.
He got that big
push. Yeah, he got the push, and he kind of bounced outside of him, yeah. And Rutledge was there to come right off of his butt and clean it up.
2:25 to go in the first half, 6-0, and now it's third and 23.
Play clock at 2.
Well, he got it off. They get to the fullback. He gets it across the 20 to about the 22-yard line.
Had Roberts coming in from the corner position there, or from the outside linebacker.
Otterberg, the carry that time. So the two, Otterberg and Holt, have been the two main weapons offensively. Fourth and long, punting situation for St. James. Uh-oh, go, it's in the end zone.
Boom! Jump on it.
And Robert Cox,
man, that punter took a shot.
Wow. Oh, he should have just kicked it out of the
end. Yeah, I don't know what he was waiting on. He should have kicked it out of the end zone. 2 points is better than giving up six.
He got lit.
He got smoked.
Well, their coach is like, he was trying to kick it, and it's like, no, he just picked it up.
He just stood up.
He bit down, he picked it up, and when he came up, he might have been thinking about trying to just kick it off the wet, but there wasn't no time because Cox was right there. Boom.
Yeah, Cox just picked it up for the touchdown, but he got,
man, oh, man, smoked. So it's 12-0 with 1:23 to go. Yeah, he was not in the attempt of,
no, and it was already, you know, and it's already a loose ball at that point. Yeah, it takes that trying to kick it.
2-point conversion good for Parker Toon, and it's 14-0 with 1:23 to go. No, it was no. We don't get 10 points for a. we don't get 10 points. It's 14.
Yeah, 14 in a row. There we go.
Good try, Tracy. So 1:23 to go on the clock. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back with kickoff. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Do what? What? Cox made the hit.
No, Cox picked the ball up. He's the one that scored.
Oh. No, Cox hit him and then picked the ball up.
No, he was behind the hit.
Oh. All right. We'll sort that out for you. And here's the kickoff. And a squib kick, no return. It'll be 1st and 10 for Liberty.
Should be coming out to the 35.
We need replay. Oh, we got replay. Ricky's going to spot it for us. So, 1st and 10, St. James. So now we're watching the replay. Oh, there it goes, over his head, into the end zone. Oh, Jaron Rutledge.
Nope.
55, Bouchon.
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 Matt Bouchon. Hey, and he did it right. He led with his hands.
Yes. Yeah. And he was and he was not in the process of trying to kick it. He picked it up, stood up. Was Bouchon.
Yeah. He should have just kicked it out of the end of the end zone there. Yeah, just picked it up and run out.
That was a penalty against Liberty offside, so Liberty's gonna re-kick. And again, angling kick goes out of bounds. No return. 1st and 10 for St. James. Yeah, at halftime, you know, there was an elevator.
They're going to kick it again because he's kicked it out of bounds. So instead of taking it at the 35, they're going to make us kick it again.
So at halftime this summer, there was an elementary football camp. The coaches and Liberty players, you know, helped. They assisted in teaching just fundamentals, basics of the game of football. And all those future Eagles will be recognized at halftime here tonight. So now Liberty will kick it from the 30. Here's where you onside kick.
I'm telling you. No. Oh, forgot to mention the junior high Eagles went to Ava last night.
Yeah.
Picked up big W.
JV won Monday.
Stafford.
Jaron getting a leg workout here. And now it's a little pop-up kick. Oh, there it is.
Liberty got it.
Liberty has the football. It bounced around. Liberty had it for a second. See who comes up with it. Now you got to sort through the pile of players. Liberty still pointing that they have it.
St. James is even pointing. Liberty's got it.
Yep. St. James.
Yep, look at that. Liberty football. Cox comes out with that one, too. He picks up the touchdown and gets the onside kick. Boy, what a couple weeks that little kid's had.
Oh, man.
I say little. I mean, young kid.
Young man. Well, I mean, I knew a onside pop-up, you know, something was coming. So, Liberty 1st and 10.
He picks over from the 49.
With 1:19 to go. But here's where Liberty can get open things up a little bit.
You kind of feel the momentum kind of picking up and
drips to the left. Looking to the sideline. It's thrown over there. It's caught. There's some running
right to the edge. And he breaks one tackle and is forced out of bounds at about the 32-yard line.
Got a nice block by Rutledge. Also, Eddie Rodriguez over there making a nice block. You know, you like seeing your teammates block for getting out there and trying to clear a lane.
About 16 yards on that pickup from Melby.
We'll take it. First and 10. Ball is at the St. James 32. Trips to the right, short side. Faked the pass to that side. Rolling out, looking downfield. There he is. Caught. And now some running room. Breaks out of one tackle. Looking for the corner of the end zone. Used a stiff arm. Thrown down shy. It's of the 5 to the 7.
Two flags. You got one back here behind the line of scrimmage.
One over here.
One out in the middle. Almost makes me think this one back here is going to be a hold, but I don't know what.
More roughing the passer. Yeah.
Legal block, so somebody may have got low.
Holding. Both of them are on Liberty. Well, that will back things up a little bit. Still got plenty of time. Oh, and our scoreboard camera, we'll have that up for the second half. Still Liberty football. Still time. 57 clicks on the clock.
Be first and 9.
Oh, they mark it off.
Now they're marking it off. Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Go move back to the 42. So first and 20.
Eagles will go with a 2x2 package, shotgun, back to pass, Parker Toon, he's flushed, rolling out, and throws it away. Parker, you know, that southpaw, he's going to want to roll more to his left. A little over half a minute left, 36 seconds. St. James, man, we'll get a pretty good push up at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a lot of pursuit.
We were really dominant at the line of scrimmage last week.
We were.
Second and long. Rolling to the left, Parker Toon. He likes that side. Now he's going to tuck it and run, and will be forced out of bounds. He'll bring up third and long. Got Jester out wide here to the right side. That inside receiver on the right side's Melby. Now we're going to go trips to the right side. Inside slot receiver will be Roberts. Melby in the middle. Jester out wide. Toon rolls. Middle of the field. First down. Jester got popped. Liberty ran that
and
way.
Another one. Boy, laundry flying everywhere.
So, this will take a minute or so to sort out, but it'll be a first down for Liberty and 23 seconds to go. Yeah, you can't do that, as the cheerleaders are reminding them of that. Well, you know, if you ever played and you had a moment, and I think about everybody that's ever played a sport has had a moment like that, and then you hear the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
I mean, it just makes your brain boil.
And now everything's on these live streams that you can go back and watch it over and over again.
Yeah, you see.
That's one thing I am so proud that you really got to go find a cassette tape and rewind my stuff to even see any of it. Nobody carries a VCR anymore.
We had reels. But it's like, no, you get home and what happened? Well,
let me show you.
It wasn't
what
me. Yeah. 14-0 is where we're at on the scoreboard right now. There's 23 seconds to go, but Liberty's going to have it in pretty good. They're in striking distance. So now St. James's coach wants to talk with the officials, and he doesn't have much of a case to argue. I mean, it's kind of like Eddie Rodriguez. There's nothing you can really argue. So they're going to step it off from the 21 down to the 11. First and 10 from the 11 for Liberty. I think Liberty's got a couple timeouts, so they could run it a couple times. Parker Toon comes from the sideline. Jaron Rutledge will be the tailback. 2x2 on each side. Parker drops back, looks into the middle, and incomplete.
Ball was batted down there in the second level.
That was intended for Jaron Rutledge. He come out of the backfield
and come across
a little hook route.
Just drag across there. I like that route.
Me too. But it was, again, St. James now, those linebackers, they're not coming. They're sitting back because of Parker's ability to run. Liberty, I think, was probably thinking, you know what, they're probably going to come after us, and the middle of the field is going to be wide open. Second and 10. Parker rolls to the left, gets a block, and nothing there. Penalty flag thrown, two of them, back at the 9-yard line. Yeah, two flags. 5 seconds to go in the half. Again, big thank you to Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, the Anchor 24-hour convenience, Current Incorporated, SBU, Mountain View Lumber, Simmons Bank, Bailey Chevrolet GMC. Go on down, see Johnny Newcar, Greg's Body Shop, Bank Birchtree, branch of Alton Bank, Shelter Insurance, the Andrea McNew in Mountain View, Mountain View Auto Parts, Rough Wood Market, and Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank and Trust Company. So 7.2 seconds. Whoa. Big penalty. So holding. And now
Liberty going to take a timeout also.
Yep. Are they?
Well, I think we took it.
I don't think they took time out. The officials were sorting through that.
Now they're going.
Okay. Timeout Liberty. So, we'll keep it here. Tyler, what are you hearing score-wise?
I am looking. Last reports that I had was Willow Springs was up 14-0 over Pleasant Hope. Kabul Lutheran was up 10-6.
29-14 Thayer at the half.
What was it, Dylan?
I got 29-14 Thayer at the half, and I'm forgetting, who's Thayer playing?
Lighthouse Christian.
That's right.
And last reported, Rogersville was up 20-12 over Ava.
Wow.
Houston was up 21-7 over Catholic.
Salem 12, Lynn nothing.
Mountain Grove was up 14-7 over St. Michael.
Well, we'll have some more updates coming your way at halftime. Timeout on the field. 7 seconds to go in the half. Liberty leads 14-0. Not been as crisp of a night as last Friday. Both teams were victorious. Both teams were on the road, and St. James on the road back-to-back, I believe. Or no, Salem. Yeah, St. James is at Salem.
I believe that's right.
7 seconds. It's second and 24, but you got 7 seconds, so Liberty's going to go empty. Parker Toon rolls to the left, looks, and throws it in the end zone, and Liberty will have one more snap. Well, Parker really likes to
come
to his left, doesn't he? That like to see him maybe, you know, get a better foundation with his feet.
I like to see it like a wide receiver screen. Get your trips out there wide. Sail everybody out.
Bubble screen. Yeah.
Because, I mean, as soon as the ball snaps, everybody on that side is, I mean, they're.
And Liberty gets hit with delay of game. Well, back it up to the 20. This will be the last snap of the half. 14-0. Again, the Liberty Eagles with the lead. Liberty will go empty. Parker drops back. He sprints to the left. See, I think St. James, they know that. He tosses one into the end zone. Knocked down. Defended well by St. James. So, at the half, Liberty leads 14-0. We got another half to go. By no means is this game in the bag, but the good guys do have the lead. So, we'll take a break for 2 minutes. We'll come back and we'll go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
96.9 The Fox.
Parts City. Save money on your next oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Parts City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Parts City Auto Parts store.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
Mom always said, the best place to bring a baby into the world is close to home. At Texas County Memorial Hospital, we couldn't agree more. In addition to Dr. Benoist and Dr. Baldwin, we recently added Dr. Lemp and Licking and Dr. Grant in Houston. Our OB team is growing, so your family can grow right here too. Prenatal to delivery, we're with you every step of the way. Close to home, closer to you.
Texas County Memorial Hospital, quality care close to you. Closer to home.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Football on 96.9 The Fox.
All right, welcome back. 14-0 at the half. Liberty leads St. James, and it's St. James coming out here with a lot of fire and a lot of fight, and they're not allowing Liberty to push them around.
They're not allowing the Liberty to push them around. They just can't get any offense going. They show spurts. They can pick up some yards at times, but then they shoot themselves in the foot with penalties and, you know, the special teams, bad snaps and everything. That first half, St. James was 23 yards on the ground with 11 in the air for 34 total yards of offense. On the Liberty side, Liberty goes for 130 on the ground, 42 through the air, 172 in that first half. Parker Toon is 103 yards on 12 carries, one of them being the 41-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Jaron Rutledge is 17 yards on 5 carries. Melby, 2 catches for 29 yards. Jester caught the one ball for 20.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're picking up some yardage. Liberty's just, they're failing to execute in the red zone tonight, where last week we didn't have many issues with that.
Well, and I just, you know, Liberty getting a little bit predictable, you know. I mean, because St. James, the linebackers are just staying home, and they're cheating to the side. You know, Parker, he wants to run to his left, and they're cheating. The defense is cheating to that side as well, so. Hey, it's a game of adjustments, and Liberty will make some adjustments. They've got the lead, and they'll come back in the second half and see if they can't put some points on the board. They get the ball to start the second half, too.
Yeah, Liberty will. They deferred in the first half, so they will get the ball to come out here in the second half.
All right, we shall take a break, and we'll be back with the second half. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
96.9 The Fox.
Welcome back to Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox 96.9. Dylan Groves with you here in the studio, and I'll be with you as well for the locker room after the game tonight. Let's go ahead and look at some other area scores. We'll look at the text thread first. I was telling Gary and Tyler before we went into the break, or as we were going into the break, Kabul currently leads Lutheran South 12-10. So it's a great for Kabul, who's kind of been struggling the last two or so seasons and didn't have a very good week last week. Salem currently leads Lynn 12-0 at the half. Fair leads, I believe, I was forgetting where this, Lighthouse Christian, correct me if I'm wrong, Lighthouse Christian is who Fair is playing tonight, and that current score, 29-14 at the half. Currently the Houston Tigers, or at least the last update that we heard, was tied 21-21 at the half. And remember, you can tune into that game on our sister station, 93.9 Q94, the Mountain of Rock. And as we look further here, what else do we got? Willow Springs currently has the lead over Pleasant Hope, 28-0 at the half. You can catch that game on our other sister station, KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. And it looks like we're going back into the, looks like we're in the third quarter right now with the Zizzer game. That's over on 102.5 Hot Country KDY as the Zizzers lead the Parkview Vikings 14-6. And we'll keep going up through here. There's some other SCA scores. Currently, Mountain Grove 28, St. Michael's 14 at the half. And they have had the lead most of the game at the end of the second quarter with a minute 39 to go in the second quarter. Actually, it was 28-14 still, and that's where they went to the half. Before that, it was 21-14. Lutheran, yeah, we saw that. 14-12 was where Logan Rogersville started off, and they are now 27-18 at the half. Logan Rogersville leads the Ava Bears. Let's go over to Ozark Sports Zone and take a look at some scores that are farther out. Nixa currently leads Webb City 14-7 at the end of two. At the end of one, it was Seneca 7, Mount Vernon 3, Lamar 15, and East Newton 2 at the end of two. And Marionville plays Fourth Size tomorrow. That's a Saturday game. Fairgrove up over Tipton, 14-7 at the end of two. Have not heard a halftime score on that, as a lot of these are starting a little bit later. And Hollister at Sarcoxie, 12-0 at the end of two. Miller at Stockton, it was 20-8 at the end of two. Pierce City, who the Houston Tigers played last week, it was 8-6 at the end of one. I have not heard anything about Buffalo at, or I believe it's Skyline at Buffalo. I have a buddy who's going to be maybe giving me an update about that. Willard is up 6-7 over Glendale. That's at the end of one. Neosho at Kickapoo, 7-0 at the end of one. Neosho leads 7-0 over the Kickapoo Chiefs. Branson at Camdenton, that's 14-7 at the end of two. And Cassville at McDonald County, that's currently 7-0 at the end of one. And then we'll do one more here before we take our next break. Republic currently leads Waynesville 28-0 at the end of two. Once again, the locker room's coming up after the game, and you can call in and hand out your game balls to your favorite area football players. It might be a nice night to just kind of talk about the strength that some of these guys have been playing out there in the mist and the rain. Here at the station, it's not too bad right now, but I know that, those conditions definitely wreak a little bit of havoc on the players. It's halftime as the Liberty Eagles lead the St. James Tigers 14-0. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's Liberty Eagle football here on the Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
The Bank of Birchtree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender,
pickup truck,
all accounts subject
sports car,
to approval.
Motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
It's a halftime report for Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox 96.9. I'm Dylan Groves with you here in the studio. I thought this was cool this morning. I saw this. The Liberty Eagles Beta Club was serving biscuits and gravy this morning, and this was a donation-based breakfast, and the proceeds went to helping the Beta Club there at Liberty High School. So that's great. And Beta Club, as I, from my high school experience, that's the bread and butter of a high school experience and can do many great things for you.
We need to know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
Let's go ahead and take a look at that weather forecast before we send it back to the nest. Currently, we got about 65 degrees. It's a nice evening. And with all this heat, it's such a nice relief. But we're going to be seeing some rain over the weekend. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms likely in a low of 52. Chance of showers in the morning and a high of 78 tomorrow. And then we'll see clear skies in 49 Saturday night. Sunday, 81 and sunny. The heat returns and we'll see lower 80s to mid 80s as we go throughout the week. It is Liberty Eagles football on the Fox. We'll send things back to the nest to Gary and Tyler, as well as Ricky, here in just a bit.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder, and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC. Home of the Bailey Factor.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Roofbound service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox. We still have about 5 minutes before we'll send things back to Gary Tyler and Ricky and the crew there at the Nest. Liberty football junior team had a very good week this week as the junior team beat Ava 26-0. Quite a win. And then keep going down the page here. I know we saw another win. Eagles win, okay, that is last week, but I do believe, and if Tyler's listening, I believe that the freshman team got a win this week as well, so Eagles are having a pretty good start, even in week two, and we hope that continues. We'll go ahead and look at some more area scores right now that is coming in through the text feed. And Houston is now currently up 28-21, 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Once again, you can catch that game on 93.9 Q94, the Mountain of Rock. Got a few more updates now. Mountain Grove is up over St. Michael's 42-21. I believe that is in the middle of the third. And Logan Rogersville is now 34-18 over the Ava Bears. And that is really all I'm seeing for right now. We'll go ahead and refresh Sports Zone once more. We'll look at the Zizzer football stream as well. And I did get another update, I believe, on the Willow Springs Bears. I believe it is still 28-0, if I am not mistaken. And from what I've heard, they are on quite a roll. But we'll go ahead and check out the live stream once again for the Zizzers. 2.5. Once again, you can catch that game. The West Plains Zizzers taking on the Parkview Vikings over on our sister station, Hot Country KDY. And currently we're still seeing 14-6, and I believe this is midway through the third quarter. Actually, no, 14-12. That's a close game. 4:17 to go, looks like, in the third there at Parkview. And we'll go back to Sports Zone once again. Okay, some halftime scores coming in. Lamar 22, East Newton 6 at the half. Republic versus Waynesville is 42-0 at the half. Cassville over McDonald County, 14-10 at the half. Final score, Ash Grove 51, El Dorado Springs 18. That is the final score. Ash Grove at El Dorado Springs. Ash Grove with the win, 51-18 over El Dorado Springs. Rolla is up 34-0 at the half over Hillcrest. And Osceola at New Heights Christian, that is 49-8 at the half. Only a few more minutes before we send things back to the Nest. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox. Liberty Eagles have the lead, 14-0, over to St. James Tigers.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 14-0 as we have about wrapped up our halftime festivities. 14-0 again, the score. The Chargers in Brazil leading the Chiefs 13-6.
Is it 13-6 now?
Yep, 13-6.
Dang.
So
it was 13-3 last time I was.
Yeah, well, we'll hope the Chiefs can get things together and get rolling. Cardinals were losing to the San Francisco Giants. And Cardinals' lowest home attendance in the history of Busch Stadium. But there's changes coming. Heim Bloom will be taking over for John Mozeliak. So he'll get to put his stamp on a Major League Baseball franchise. See how he does. Again, 14-0, and it just really wasn't a, I mean, there were some highlights in the first half, you know, but there wasn't a whole lot to just get all revved up about offensively for either team.
No, there wasn't. Liberty just kind of been stagnant, kind of going through the motions. We kind of see some sparks of some good things happening, but on the other side, the St. James, yeah, they're struggling right now. That Liberty front is doing a great job, you know, right at the line of scrimmage, and it's kind of shut that offense down.
Well, what's really funny or odd is really your linemen are the same on, you know, but both D lines have been winning.
Yeah,
you know, and so let's see if. It's a game of adjustments, and we'll see what adjustments Coach Acklin has made, because he will get the football first, his Eagles will, to start the second half. A lot of penalties in that first half.
Lots of penalties. That first half took forever.
That it did. The rain has stopped. The mist has stopped. Liberty will receive. Well, we got some vehicles parked over there in the field. I don't know if anybody's in there and flash their lights if they got their radio on, but they may not be.
They may not.
They may not be.
Look like Leland up in the.
Yep, Leland.
Up in the nest again.
Seconds to go, and we'll wrap up halftime. Next Friday night, the Liberty Eagles are on the road, and they head to Thayer to take on the Bobcats. Bobcats have been rolling. They beat a really good Highland team, and now they are Thayer got
they're down at Lighthouse Christian.
Yeah.
Last report I got was they were up 29-14.
Both teams are ready on the field, and that's going to do it. Intermission is over. We're about to get this second half underway. Just seems it's been there's really not been much rhythm to
hasn't.
You know, not much flow. St. James has it spotted on the far hash at the 40. Looks like they're going to angle it. And that's just what they do. And it is going to be returnable. Caught at the 24 by Roberts. Roberts takes it out to the 45. Nice return for Kyle Roberts.
Good starting position for Liberty in the second half.
Yeah. Liberty's had good field position.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
that we've really struggled inside the 20.
Where we had our worst field position, we scored.
Yep.
Maybe we should.
Yeah, they really struggled two or three times inside
the 20.
The 20 in that first half.
Trips to the right. Jester and Melby and Roberts. Zip passes it to Roberts. Roberts gets across midfield and brought down at the St. James 47. Bell, number three, makes the stop for the Tigers. Gain of seven, second and three. But Parker, he doesn't have a windup. He's got a flick.
Yeah.
When he throws it. Trips to the left again. Snap taken. Fakes the handoff. That time, Parker did a really good job taking it off the edge, but boy, he took a pop. He picks up the first down and will be tackled at the St. James 38. And we have a Tiger slow to get up. But that was a good read.
It was a good read, and good ball fake.
And he cut it up tight right off at left tackle. And which gave him a little more room to work. St. James is really flowing, hard to the edges. But that time they over-pursued, and that back door was left wide open, and Parker was able to pick up a nice chunk of yardage. First and 10 for Liberty. Clock is stopped with 1:03. We have an injured player on the field. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. It's Eagle football. On the Fox 96.9.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
All right, welcome back. That was Gleason, who was bung up a little bit for the St. James Tigers. He comes to the sideline on his own power. First and 10 for Liberty. Ball is at the St. James 38-yard line. Liberty leads 14-0. Trips to the left. They'll hand it off to Rutledge. There's a hole that opens up.
Gone.
And touchdown! Oh, touchdown, yep. Liberty!
Touchdown, Jared Rutledge.
Kind of, it was the same, basically the same hole. Looked almost like the same blocking scheme that Liberty just ran with Parker, but that time Parker gave it up to Jared.
Yeah, 38 yards on that scamper. Jaron was able to take it in.
20-0. Liberty will line up for their two-point conversion. Jaron's first touchdown of the 25 football season. Parker fakes the handoff and has it picked off. Stepped out of bounds, so two-point conversion, no good. 20-0, your score. Liberty with the lead. 10:41 to go in the third. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Welcome back, 20-0. I'm Gary Lee alongside Kyler Chowning. And Pioneer Days will be the last Saturday in September.
Yep.
It's always a good time.
I was kind of confused. I thought they normally the homecoming games right around there, but it looks like homecoming is going to be like the second week of October.
October, yep. Well, this is the, I believe, the 5th, September 5th, 10 days, string and arrow.
Yep.
Well, I got a response.
An arrow and time to stab some fish.
Yeah, gigging season, bow season. Fall is just, it's my favorite time of year. Rutledge will boot it, boots it up high, hits the turf, now it spins back, it's picked up, and not much there, brought down shy the 30. So first and 10 for the St. James Tigers. So for St. James, you know, it's been Achterberg and Holt and Spurgeon. It's really been the three main, you know, the main target, Boone, number 9, but I don't think he has a catch. He has one catch, right?
Yeah.
Number 9?
Yeah, number 9's got one catch.
So Liberty's done a good job on him. Defensively, Liberty's been fine. They lead 20-0, 10:36 on the clock. First and 10 for St. James. Now they're in the wishbone. How about that? And they'll hand it off to the fullback, and he'll pick up a yard or two. St. James going with old school football. The wing tee.
They're close to that Dent County up there.
They are. They are. Tell you what. Coach Shukart had a lot of success running option.
Did he ever?
He could teach it, though. That, you know, he just had.
From the time those kids were able to put shoulder pads on,
they learned to run the wishbone after the pacifier was taken away from them. Wishbone again. Hands it off. There's the up back, and he'll bring it out to the 40. That was 42 again.
Cantrell?
Was it 44 or 42?
44.
Okay, Cantrell. That's first down. St. James now just nothing special, honey. Just come and get it. No wide receivers under center. Again, Cantrell. Going straight forward.
Pick up about 5.
Yep. Now they're getting like 5 yards of whack here. That's a smart move coming out of halftime. You know, you've been running the double wing. Now, still, you got the triple option, but different formation. Second and 5. The ball is spotted at their 44-yard line on the far side, far hash. And they'll stay with the bone. Spurgeon takes it. They hand it off again. That time, nothing there. And driven backwards.
That's Matt Bouchon.
Yeah. Matt Bouchon met Cantrell that time. Cantrell now, he's a little bung up.
He didn't like that one too much.
Well, he got rocked. Also, Holt coming off. So both of the big backs for St. James comes to the sideline. See what formation they come out in this time. They're staying the wishbone. Double tight and penalty flag. That's going to be a false start.
Delay a game. It's going to be third and 9.
Third and 9 now. Well, that's just like being punched in the gut on an empty stomach. You know, you just had some success. You kind of chunking along, and then a big hit by the Liberty defense, and then a penalty. Ball is at the St. James 40-yard line now, and St. James is looking at third and 9.5. We'll call it 9, but it's closer to 10 than 9. Now they're going to go spread it out a little bit. Back to pass. Here comes pressure. Looks to the sideline, and it is caught, tipped, but then caught by Boone.
Got a 3-yard gain. So it's going to bring up 4th and 6.
Pass was intended for Gleason. He was that inside receiver. He couldn't get it. It tipped it, but it went right into the hands of number 9, Boone. So 4th and 6, 7:50 on the clock, punting formation for St. James. Low snap, bobbles it. Oh, pick it up. So now it's down. Yeah.
Maybe a little gun shy after that.
Well, I was thinking Liberty pick it up, you know. The punter couldn't get it, and he's like, I don't want it. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Liberty. So Liberty has good field position, 1st and 10. You know, it's been the defense tonight that's really kind of getting it done, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the defense and the pickups on special teams for them is, I mean, that's been the whole difference of this ball game.
1st and 10, Liberty at the St. James 27. Back to passes. Parker Toon, and Liberty receiver had to turn into the defender as Boone was zeroing in on that. Pass was intended for Roberts on the far side.
Roberts did a good job turning from receiver to defender right there at the end to make sure that ball wasn't picked off.
Ball needed to be thrown to the outside, kind of drifted on to the inside. Rodriguez out wide on the far side with the trips. Roberts all alone on the opposite. Park Toon's going to keep it, calls his own number. He's got some running room, stutter steps, spins, and is brought down at the 11-yard line, maybe 12.
I forgot to put him right on the you were right, 11. Right at the 11.
That's a Liberty Eagle first down.
16-yard game there.
So, second time Liberty's had 1st and 10 from the St. James 11. They had it 1st and 10 at the 11 in the second quarter. Couldn't cash in. See if they can get it done here. There'll be pistol formation. Rutledge gets the handoff. Now he bounces it outside. There's a penalty flag thrown, and Rutledge takes it in for the score, but we do have a penalty flag thrown back at the 15.
And it will be a hold on Liberty.
Holding on Liberty.
I think that about the last time we were at the 11, we ended up at
10 yards
and 20.
Yep. So that touchdown gets called back. Second touchdown call back tonight. Had 3 called back last week, 2.
Yep.
.652 to go in the third, 20-0, Liberty. Parker Toon will work out of the shotgun, trips to the left. He's going to roll to the left.
Oh, he's got Eddie Rodriguez is wide open.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
And knocked away. Couldn't seem quick enough.
Yeah, that defender closed on him really quick, but he was wide open. No, nobody covered him going right down the sideline.
Brings up 2nd down. Yeah, Rodriguez, nobody picked him up.
Yeah, I mean, there was nobody. He ran all the way down the sideline, no defender.
2nd and 20 for Liberty. Ball at the St. James 21-yard line. Quarterback keeper by Parker Toon finds a lane, looks for the corner, dives to the pylon, and they're going to mark him down at the 1. Penalty flag thrown. Oh, boy. lots of penalties in this contest tonight. Holding Liberty. Another nice gain will be nullified by the penalty.
It's going to be 10 yards from the 6.
Well, it's going to be 3rd and 11. No, second and 15. 15. Second and 15.
From the 16.
Yeah. Liberty had really been working the left side hard. Now they're kind of starting to chip away on the right side. Shotgun trips to the left. Hafner all alone on the right side. Oh, wide open.
There's Eddie.
Yep, Eddie makes the catch. Now he's dragging players, pushing players. Touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown, Eddie Rodriguez. Would not go down, got some help from teammates, and it turned into a scrum, and Liberty was able to push it in for 6 more. 26-0, Liberty. Keeping those legs churning. Liberty will go for a two-point conversion. .23 to go in the third. Shotgun again trips to the left. Hafner alone here on the right side. Fakes the handoff, zips it to the right side, breaking a tackle, in 2-point conversion, good. 28-0, Liberty. That's Roberts, wasn't it?
With
that
one.
Again, Rodriguez and Roberts are so similar in size. All that matters.
Melby.
2-point conversion is good. 28-0, Liberty, 6:23 to go. In the third, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
And well, 28-0, your score. Liberty with the kickoff. Taken at the 12-yard line. Returned out to the 31. Chiefs just scored a touchdown. Now they got a chance to tie it up with the extra point. Mahomes takes it in on the quarterback keeper. Oh, they did kick it up, so they're down one. 13-12. First and 10 for St. James. You know, Tyler, they had a little something going with that wishbone.
They did. They were moving the ball.
hitting it just quick hitters. Now they're going out of the eye. Hands it off to the fullback. Brings it out to the 35 or near the 35. That's Cantrell, 44. No, there's nothing fancy about it. They're just right between the tackles.
Yeah,
you
they're
know.
Just lining up and headed downhill.
Yep. Second and five for St. James. One receiver out wide. Now they're back into that double wing. And they'll get it off to the fullback. Fights for a couple extra yards. Got wrapped up, but kept fighting.
And that was Holt.
Yeah, it was 42 Holt with that carry. Holt did most of the carrying the heavy load in the first half, and then coming out in the third, it was Cantrell. Third and two. Smothers and Roberts in on the tackle. If the D-line can get a big push right here. Dropping back to pass, being chased, looking. Oh, now he's got some running room. Hit from behind, and he's going to be shy of the first down marker. He's going to be about a yard shy. I think if he would have,
if he'd have just tucked the ball and went, he had first down yardage in front of him.
I think that's what his coach is telling him right now. I think Spurgeon was looking for something bigger. But it's going to be third or fourth and one. .28-0, 4:10 to go in the third. And they get it to the fullback. Big hole opens. He's going to be chased down by, finally. He is chased down and a penalty flag thrown. It was Parker Toon, the safety, making the touchdown-saving tackle. But
trying to see what the flag would be on.
Yeah, because it was
there. Now if they picked it up.
They're waving it off. They're waving it off. I think you're right. They thought it was, or Ricky said maybe they thought it was a horse collar, but no. So, St. James now, with their best field position of the night, they've got it to the Liberty 27, first and 10. Boone comes out wide here below us. Picked up by Melby.
That was a 32-yard run there.
That's their biggest play from scrimmage tonight. Now we got the officials again congregating together. I've not seen this officiating crew. I am not familiar with them
at all. Yeah, I'm not familiar at all either.
They're not real quick. And that, you know, and to me, that has an effect on the game, you know, when there's, it just, and this is probably helping Liberty. Hurting St. James. St. James got momentum. You know, they're wanting to run some offense, and now the officials are huddled together talking over something. So, it will be first and 10 once the officials. All right, they've decided that their shirts match, and now we'll come back here, and St. James will get to run a play. Now St. James' coach is like, well, you guys, what you talking about? What was going on? He's kind of shaking his head like, you're killing me. Now he's going over to talk to this official right here. He's like, man, he goes, what are you doing?
Yeah, we're driving. We're driving.
And you stop it. First and 10, double wing. There's the option pitch, and boy, that's the one thing Liberty has not allowed St. James to get to the end.
Yeah, they have not allowed anything outside.
So now the official from the comes over to talk with, because St. James coach Getty's like, "What are you guys doing, man?" You know, I get it. Loss of one on the play. Second and 11. Ball at the 28-yard line of Liberty. Spurgeon under center, out of the double wing. Dropping back to pass, looking in the middle. It's caught. Number 9 catches it, breaks a couple of tackles. Ooh! A couple of tackles and hit from the backside. That was Bouchong. Boone makes the catch. Boy, he thought he had some running room, but then Bouchong come from behind and made the stop. Third and 5, St. James in 4-down territory. 2:35 to go in the third. Liberty leads 28-0. And again, they have straight dive. And Caden Day Garner, 59, comes in, makes the stop. And it brings up 4th down. 4th and 4. This would be a big, big defensive stop for Liberty right here. You know, St. James has not tried any deep shots. They've tried, you know, some shallow stuff. Back to pass, looking downfield. Oh, he's got a man, overshoots him.
And that's a turnover
and that's
on down.
Turnover on downs. And Boone was open, but Spurgeon am unable to see him, so it'll be 1st and 10 Liberty at their own 21-yard line. 1:42 to go in the third. See what Liberty will come out with here. Rutledge will be, he's going to stay in the backfield with Parker Toon. Jester will be out wide. Melby in the middle. And Roberts, the inside receiver, Rodriguez all alone to the opposite side. That's where Toon's going to run. Looking downfield, now he throws one away.
Boy,
I'm not.
He's flirting. He had a couple linemen downfield right there.
Yeah.
May have actually got away with one there.
Well, I thought he was going to run it.
It may have been a designed run call, but it was, St. James did a really good job containing the outside there.
Yeah.
And he ended up throwing it away. But what I was saying, when you get into that on the design run, your linemen are getting downfield.
Pistol. And Parker keeps it again. He's going to run it. Gets to the edge. Now he gets to the sideline. And is forced out of bounds at the 49. So a big chunk of yardage from the 21 to the 49, 1st and 10, Liberty. Octoberger makes the stop. He's kind of been 20. He wears 29. He's been the spy on Parker.
Yeah.
He's playing that middle linebacker position. And he's not been running up to the line. He's done a good job keeping his eye. 4-down lineman for St. James. Rolling to the left is Parker Toon. Looking downfield. Now he's going to take a big shot. Incomplete.
Boy, that defender just kind of let the ball fall right in front of him.
I thought he was going to snatch it.
I did too. I was waiting for him to
catch it and take off. And
yeah. He didn't want it. I don't know.
Ricky said maybe he's the punter. He didn't want none of that.
Why not? Second and 10 for Liberty at their own 49-yard line. Trips to the left. And they'll hand it off to Rutledge. Rutledge, he's got some running room. He's going to pick up the first down. Jaron is starting to get going now. He's Bouchong out there kind of leading the way, too. Double nickels. You know, if you're going to wear 55 for Liberty, you better be a dog. First and 10 Liberty at the St. James 37, under a minute to go here in the third. They're going to feed it to Rutledge again, and he picks up some extra yardage with second effort down to the 30. Pickup of 8. Second and 2 as we are about to head to the fourth. 36 seconds to go. Liberty will have to snap it. Probably be the final play of the third. 28-0 Liberty. Parker fakes the handoff. Oh, got away with one. There's a catch. Throwing a catch. And that's Rodriguez, number 4.
Yep.
Eddie with the catch.
Down to the 12?
Let's see, where are they? About the 14?
I'm looking at the site judge here, and he's standing at the 12.
Okay, yeah, it is. First and 10 from the 12 for Liberty. 12 seconds to go in the third. Parker keeps it, zips it, caught by Roberts. Roberts makes that great move. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Kyle Roberts. He shimmy shook to the left, stepped to the right, and tiptoed into the end zone, and the Eagles put 6 more on the scoreboard, 34-0, with 4.9 seconds to go in the third.
12-yard catch for the touchdown there for Roberts. Kyle Roberts taking it in for his first score of the year.
Well, number 4 is Eddie Rodriguez. Don't know. Zero. I haven't seen a number 3 out there for Liberty.
Either.
Oh, Liberty going with the extra kick, extra point, and it's good. And guess who? 25.
Wyatt Cox.
So the Eagles get the extra point, and they go up 35-0. And a much, much better quarter for the Liberty Eagles as, you know, they put some points up here in the third. And St. James, they're looking a little bit tired.
A little gas
up front. So, I don't know. I've not seen a number 3. I think they're seeing number 8, which is Jester.
Yeah.
And the numbers are, these jerseys, it's hard to pick the numbers up. Now, like St. James, that's easy. Those numbers stand out. The worst numbers to try and read has always been Salem.
Yes. The baby blue on white,
they'll go the baby blue with the dark blue numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to pick those numbers up. 35-0 Liberty. Rutledge to kick it off. Line drive, and oh, nice kick. And that'll be a touchback. Good job. So first and 10 for the St. James Tigers. And they'll bring it out to the 20, first and 10. So the Eagles, Tyler, they had a shutout last week. Can they get another? Can they get back-to-back shutouts?
That would be, I don't know when the last time that happened, but it's been a while.
Oh,
going into conference play and you haven't allowed a touchdown.
Yeah. So many games.
Well,
normally,
our first two games are, we pick up pretty solid, salty opponents. Granted, I think Stratford was down this year. They lost a bunch to graduation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't really know much about St. James pickup this year.
First and 10, and the hard count gets Liberty to jump. But Liberty's pointing at the offensive line, but it's not going to work. It's going to be a five-yard penalty against Liberty. And, you know, every week during the coaches' show that I do, I ask the coach, I keep it pretty simple. You know, I ask them what they seen that they liked and what did they see they didn't like that they, you know, need to work on. And I bet Coach Acklin will say, well, we got to clean up the penalties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to clean that up.
Especially coming into playing fair next week.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Oh, there's the up back. And that is 42 Holt busting through. And Holt will take it from the 25-yard line. As the quarter has come to an end, he takes it from the 25 to the 36, 11 yards. So that's the end of the third. Liberty up 35-0. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. It's Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Touchdown, Liberty!
Liberty Eagles football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. It's going to be first and 10 for St. James. The ball is spotted at their 36-yard line. Ball is spotted on the near hash towards the St. James sideline. Double wing, under center, Spurgeon, motion, offsides, false start. 78, Carpenter. That'll back them up 5 yards. So first and 15 now from the 31. Spurgeon's tried a couple runs, but he's just, Liberty's not really giving him anything.
No.
We hear a horn honking. Spurgeon gets it to the fullback, and he's brought down at the 36. 42 with the carry. That's Holt. Roberts and Cox comes in on the, make the stop for Liberty.
So he gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
No.
Still second and 10.
Tucker Thomas
rotates in, that D line for Liberty. He'll stick his fingers in the dirt. Four down lineman for Liberty. Little misdirection, be a counter, but
sniffed out really quick.
Hit behind the line of scrimmage, loss on the play.
Preston Smothers leading the way right there on that.
So we'll see Caden Day
Gardner
getting through that too. Third and 11. 35-0. We're in the fourth. Two wide receivers now for St. James. Stay in the wing, dropping back to pass. Spurgeon looking downfield. Incomplete. Pass was intended for Gleason, number two, with the coverage, Parker Toon. Brings up fourth and long. Punting situation for St. James. Number 17, the punter, kicker, and he's going to go, I tell you what, he's going to go home and have nightmares. Because he's seen a lot of baby blue. Here they come again.
Boom! It's one! Picked up! Bouchon! Touchdown! Liberty! He blocks it and picks it up and totes it in for six more.
Sometimes it's just not your night. And St. James,
the St. James special teams is
17.
Preston Hash.
Yeah, Hash.
He's had a rough go this evening.
Ooh.
But that was about as textbook as you could get. Just blocks it, one bounce, right back up to the guy that blocked it. And he takes it 35 yards to the house.
Well, you know, I mean, he's a lineman, and he has scored a touchdown.
Absolutely. That's a dream.
That's it. Liberty now going for the extra point. Pick is up. And it's good.
Mr. Everything.
It is. He's
White
MacGyver. 42-0 Liberty, 9:43 to go in the fourth. We'll take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Yes. All right, welcome back. 42-0 Liberty, 9:42 on the clock here in the fourth. Rutledge to kick it off for the Eagles. And he does a high little pooch kick. Fair catch called at the 28. First and 10, St. James. Everybody kind of got off to a sluggish start, but they've made up for it here in the third. Or, well, in the second half.
Yeah.
Yep. Catholic. Well, you know, we played Catholic in the district tournament last year. And they didn't have much of a winning record, but there's a big shift in players and stuff. And I tell you what, they put up a fight against Liberty last year.
They did. They did.
And they're going to be a handful again this year in the district tournament. First and 10 for St. James. Wing tee. You get it to the fullback. Couple yards, and he's brought down. Second down for the Tigers. Paxton Hunter checks into the ball game. Mercy clock is on. Next Friday night, we will be in Thayer to take on the Bobcats. Bobcats won tonight.
Headed down to Oregon County.
Where are we going to eat? Again, it's quarterback keeper and Bouchong in on that tackle for Liberty. Well, Matt's had a really good night.
He sure has.
Big hit in the end zone.
Big hit
with the kicker.
On the kicker. And then the next time he
blocked the punt.
Blocks the punt and then carries it in for the
touchdown.
Scoop and score.
Yeah. Well, right now, that's my player of the game.
Yep. I think we got a player cramping.
Yep, we do, and we're going to take a timeout. 7:21 on the clock, 42-0 Liberty. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast sales right to your door. Call 257-0504.
All right, welcome back. And there's a handoff, 42 with the carry, Holt. Loose football, Liberty. They blew it dead. So Holt will pick up a couple. And it brings up fourth down. Right now the kicker, 17's like coaching now, man. No. Now I ain't doing it. I'm not going back out there. I can't find my helmet. St. James, they're going to go for it on fourth and two. Double wing. Spurgeon. Hand it off, and the Tigers will get it.
Yep, I think he's got it.
Brings it out to the 40. Needed two, got four. And that was Holt. First and 10 for St. James at their own 40, just under 6 minutes to go in regulation. 42-0 Liberty. Boone out wide to the far side. Spurgeon drops back to pass. Here comes, he gets hit. And that's and that's our Paxton Hunter, our Summersville Wildcat, now Liberty Eagle, making the hit on Spurgeon as he was throwing it incomplete. Second and 10.
approaching 5 minutes here.
Motion. Again, they hand it off to the fullback.
Bouchon.
Yep. Bouchon. Couple yards. Liberty's done a much, much better job guarding that, you know, that dive play.
Yeah.
B gap, A and B gap is what really St. James has hit hard all night.
Yep.
And they had a little bit of success with it.
Yeah, they gashed us early in this second half for a 32-yarder.
But their counter has been unaffected.
Yeah. Yeah, the misdirection has not worked all night.
And again, oh, there's a big hole opening. And that was 44 that time, Cantrell, with that carry. I think. No, that was 29. Octoberg. He'll take it. He gets 15 out of the deal. Gets it to the Liberty 45-yard line. First and 10 for St. James. And another handoff to the fullback, and Liberty wraps him up, brings him down, no gain. That was Octoberg.
Again, that counter.
Yeah.
There's just nothing there.
Well, and Liberty again tonight, you know, they have rotated a lot of players in and out. 3:15 to go. Liberty, again, putting up another shutout, but St. James trying to change that. Second and 10 from the Liberty 45. Fullback gets it again. Brought down at the 40. Picks up 5. And it'll bring up 3rd and 5, but St. James in 4-down territory. You know, this defense for Liberty, they want to keep that goose egg up.
Absolutely.
Boone comes out wide to the near side. Toss, sweep, trying to get to the edge, use some speed. And stepping out of bounds is number 2, Gleason.
Picks up about 4.
Let's see where this spotting. Yeah, he's going to be a yard shy. Fourth and 1 for St. James. Just under 2 minutes to go. Been a long game.
Sure has. Been a long game, and we've had the running clock in the second half.
Yeah. Spurgeon. And hands it to the up back.
Boy, I think it's going to be short.
Yeah, it's looking like it may be. Oh, that was a good spot right there.
I have to measure.
It's going to be close. Eddie Rodriguez is saying, nope, it's going to be Liberty football. Our officials are not very fleet of foot. But God bless them, because we have a shortage of high school officials. It is short. It's going to be Liberty football with 1:13 to go, and so the Liberty Eagles are going to move to 2-0 on the year as they open up SCA play. Liberty's going to hit a rough stretch of their schedule starting next week.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, I know Ava had a big graduating class, but they stood toe-to-toe with Rogersville.
Yeah. What was it, 40-30?
Yeah, Rogersville was legit. Report. I think that was the final. First and 10, Liberty. Quick pass to Melby. Melby now is going to reverse field.
Another
all
flag
kinds of flags being thrown. Melby gets to the sideline and is forced out of bounds. But we got lots of yellow flags out there. Clock will stop with 42 seconds. And the official will face mask against St. James. Now the question, incidental, 5 yard or 15? But if it's a face one, it'd be from marked off from the end of the play.
Apparently not. If it was a personal foul, it would have been, but I guess the 5 yards.
But they didn't blow the play dead. And
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that was last play of the game. I would swell Liberty may.
Yeah, they got to snap it
and run one more play, and they take it. And they take a knee, and that's going to do it. Eagles get the win, 42-0, and they have shut out their first two opponents. They've scored 48. They've scored 100 points. So 2-0 Liberty Eagles. They scored 90. Liberty has scored 90 points in two games and have not given up a score as of yet. But my player of the game, my game ball, I'm handing it to Matt Bouchon.
Yes.
I think that's a good recipient.
I think so.
You know, and hey, you know, there are a lot of these young men, the Liberty Eagles play fantastic. They play good. But tonight, I'm handing out a game ball to senior Matt Bouchon as Liberty moves on to the locker room to celebrate their victory, 42-0 over St. James. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and go through game stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
City. Save money on your next oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Part City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Part City Auto Parts store.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Mom always said, the best place to bring a baby into the world is close to home. At Texas County Memorial Hospital, we couldn't agree more. In addition to Dr. Benoist and Dr. Baldwin, we recently added Dr. Lampin Licking and Dr. Grant in Houston. Our OB team is growing, so your family can grow right here, too. Prenatal to delivery, we're with you every step of the way. Close to home, closer to you.
Texas County Memorial Hospital, quality care close to you.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in a